Hello and welcome to Unbound Intuitive Energies. I am Lauren Anderson of the Nourished Heart, and I am your host today. Thank you for joining me and taking time out of your day to gain a little enrichment and listen to some of my intuitive guidance and ramblings that come forward from my heart to yours. So I hope that you find today's message is supportive, and I thank you so much for coming back and joining me. Today, I wanted to bring you something a little different. I'm glad to be able to try to develop some more consistency here for you all. And in my last podcast, I mentioned that I had some information I'd like to share with you that was intuitive guidance before the eclipses began. And since they are beginning in just 2 days, I felt like I better really get this recorded and out there, even if it's not perfect. So you'll have to forgive me. I do have a cold. You might hear that in my voice, and you'll probably hear my water glass at some point, as I'm sure I'm going to need to take a drink or something. But I definitely wanted to bring this forward. In general, I'm shifting a bit with my business to really focus in on the growth and the development of spiritual entrepreneurs in their own personal businesses and bringing their light forward. But this is a show also for all conscious-minded individuals who are really working on embracing their light, opening up into their own personal energetic mastery and knowing, and just looking for some support and perhaps some guidance. So, if any of my messages are of resonance, then they are definitely meant for you. And of course, you're invited in to our time here today. So, the first thing I really wanted to say is that today's podcast is going to be mostly just consisting of channeled information and channeled guidance that I have received. And I started to speak a few podcasts ago about there's been an opening of energy and how my personal guides and the journey of this year has really, I would say, deepened my own personal relationship with my guides in a way that the ability that I have now to tune in and receive messages has been incredibly heightened. And so, as part of that, I've received messages that it is meant to be that way, that I am meant to share the messages that are coming through me for the collective, but specifically for a specific segment of the collective, which are those who are really kind of committed to this path. And they've given me a phrase that they said, if I am to simply say these words, those who identify with these words will recognize there will be a resonance within them that will allow them to really take in the content that's needed. So the phrase that they gave me is the Sisterhood of the Rose. And that is something that you can look forward to coming soon is some coaching programs that are going to just be channeled coaching coming from this connection that are entirely meant for spiritual entrepreneurs and for those who are really opening up into their light and who identify with the phrase Sisterhood of the Rose. So I just wanted to make that announcement just to let you know that that should be coming soon. And I am doing some reworking on my website and just trying to get things a little better situated to bring that forward. So, but that sort of leads me into the main point, which is since our last eclipse season in the spring, late spring, there has been this opening of energy that I felt. And for a long time, I was really just very observant about it, very curious about it, and trying to figure out, is it here to stay? What is this energy? And just feel into and play around with what I was noticing. And I do think it may be here to stay. And it seems to be this duality of the presence of what I'm just calling the energy of magic and miracles. It is co-present so strongly with this energy of death and destruction that has just been kind of hitting us all really intensely throughout 2023. And I just wanted to bring up and emphasize the presence of this energy of magic and miracles, because we all know and feel the presence of the death and destruction, and it's really easy to get focused in on that and to get sucked into the underbelly of what that is, and all the shadows that might be coming up. But what spirit and what my guides have really wanted to point out is that we have this opportunity open to really also, while we're holding all these changes and all these shadows that may be coming up because of the changes, there is also this magical opportunity to tap into, and that energy is present right now. And the question here from them to you is, how much will you allow yourself? And that is one of the big themes of the beginning of this eclipse season, is how much will you allow yourself? Because all of this, as we know, as most of us who are probably listening to this show have been dedicated to their spiritual journey and have been on their path for a while, you know that the inner work is where we uncover those jewels and where we expand. But there's been this shift now where, if we so choose, we can jump up into this higher vibrational space that's present and navigate from that space rather than navigating from that space of the death and destruction energies. And it doesn't mean that we're not going to experience the changes going on in our life at all, but it does mean that it will change the tone, very likely change the tone significantly, because you're in a different frequency when you are stepping into that potential and really surrendering to the process that's underway. And so, I want to kind of jump into another point that's a little out of order of what I have here on my sheet. I just wrote down a like general outline of what I wanted to speak to you all about today, but we just got done going through a Venus and a Mercury retrograde, and those were really intense periods of time. That's where some of the most significant changes were taking place, during the Venus retrograde specifically. And there's really been this up-leveling taking place within our hearts, within our value system, within what we are willing to allow into our life and what we are not willing to allow. Our boundaries have shifted. We've become aware of deeper desires that perhaps we were not bringing up into the light. And there For spiritual entrepreneurs who have been very dedicated to their path, there has been this up leveling of your heart mind coherence. And that, I believe, is really intimately, I'll say, tied to the conjunction, like the combination of the Venus and the Mercury retrograde, because there was this going through this review process where it was bringing them both into this higher sense of cohesive knowing and being able to be used as a tool for you energetically. So I hope that makes sense. But the uniting of the mind, your inner mind, your inner sight, with your heart's knowing and your soul's knowing creates this more expansive energetic plane from which you set yourself out then into the world. And so your heart resonance has increased quite significantly. And as a result of the resonance increasing within your body and this Really, it's been an increase in frequency within the body. There is a greater amount of light. There's a greater amount of awareness now within your body. And new gifts are coming up into your awareness, or gifts that you have are being really fine-tuned and kind of brought forward in a very almost magical, it feels like, way. But as this has all been taking place, it has been taking place as almost this reckoning with your authentic self. And on the journey, we're all working to discover, what is it that propels us forward. Some of us have this deep, immediate sense of knowing. Some of us are drawn forward more by an ideal or a vision of what you want to see rather than a concrete view of how you know that might come into form. And so we are searching for that inside of ourselves. And I believe that this period of time we have been traversing has been helping to shift us each into greater alignment with our soul's frequency and what we did, in fact, agree to on a higher level, maybe before we incarnated into our lives, what we decided to bring forward as our light out into the world might be changing its form right now in some way. And maybe that change is a shift or an altering. Maybe it is deciding to finally go for something that you had been too afraid to step out and do before. Or maybe it is a refinement or an up leveling of your skill set. So whatever it might be that's showing up more specifically, you might already notice this. You might have already been noticing this taking place. And so with this first eclipse, I have this very specific feeling that this is sort of a nudge for us, kind of a harsh nudge, to have the image of cliff diving, when somebody pushes you off the cliff to just do it, just jump deeper into the calling that has been nagging at you inside of your heart that perhaps still has shadows around it in order for you to bring it more into the light, more into the physical world, into a manifested form. So I believe that this ring of fire solar eclipse coming here is really burning away anything that may be shadowy or preventing your truest of alignment, so whatever it is that has been kind of nagging at you, I believe that nag is perhaps whispers from your soul that is guiding you into what really is true for you and areas that you should perhaps explore deeper and allow yourself to just see. And that is the overall theme that I was given was how much will you allow? How much will you release in terms of energetic restriction that has been holding you back? And then how much goodness, how much of this energy that is present here for us and available, surrounding us, full of magic, full of miracle energy, how much of that will you absorb into your body and into your cells and into the seeds of intentions within your heart space? And just allow into your field overall, how much will you hold for yourself? It seems to be the main question that we are working towards. So I think this could really feel like a nudge into either a shift in your business if you are already in business, or stepping into your gifts or trying something new. And so I've really been specifically given channeled information for spiritual entrepreneurs that says almost the same thing, that the time is now to step into your light, that the world needs your light. that your light contains a very specific frequency, and the world needs to have it here in the physical form, and that by doing so, you are not just offering a healing wave out into other individuals, but you're anchoring your light here into the physical plane, into the planetary energies. And that is needed incredibly right now. And we often underestimate just how powerful our light really is and the impact that it has. But many of the people who are identifying as being a spiritual entrepreneur and being a conscious-minded person on this path are people who also signed up to be anchors of light. That is part of your soul mission, is to simply hold the light and allow yourself to be the channel that opens up and brings greater amount of light streaming into the planet as well. And that's a beautiful thing, not to be underestimated. And so as you are working through the intensity that might be coming up around eclipse season, really take time to slow down, to call your energy back all the way into yourself, feeling that sense of energetic sovereignty, you know, maybe even doing a conscious cutting of cords and just retracting all of your energy back into your energy body, as well as sending any energies that don't belong to you back to their original source with your love, and really spend time with your own field, just sitting with yourself. We often are so busy trying to do or create some powerful energetic activation that we don't just take the time to do some of the simple practices which are truly so nourishing for us, which can just be very simple. Simply allowing yourself to feel into each and every one of your chakras, for example, or allow yourself to just really sit in silence in your favorite space in nature and call in your compassion for your journey. Especially this last year, it's been an intense year. So do what you can to amp up your self-care energetically. I think making sure that we have ways to channel the energy through us and just reminding ourselves that as any tough times, if any intensity does surface for us, that it's just something that's passing through, and just giving ourselves that opportunity to take the pause and be an observer first of your own reactivity so that you can really, you know, respond from that place of centeredness within your heart space. So I'm sending you all so much love and wishes for a very beautiful eclipse season. Call in the magic that is surrounding you and just allow yourself to uplevel in beautiful ways. So much love to you all, and I will see you next time. Take care for now. Bye-bye.